We used to stay like that because they were not informed. They were not learned. They were not educated. I don't know. But now, we know. Our eyes were open. We can see very far. You see?
Yeah.
I will not allow my fellow black being killed in front of me by an Arab. That one is poor.
But because that black is accepted to be a Muslim, I don't see there are certain blacks who are Muslims. Then they have to follow the Sharia law. And those who are Christians, they have to follow. There are even Arabs who are Christians.
That is right. That is now the issue of identity. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take example of Uganda as a country.
Yeah. They have Muslims.
But they don't cause any trouble.
The Muslims, they have youth. They are more organized. If any gathering, they come together. That is it. Because we pray only for one God. But when the prayers or when your religion is becoming against the other one, that's another problem. It's an issue. We can say totally we don't allow that issue of staying together with Arabs.
Mambo Bado.
Mambo Bado.
Juma, it's now my role. I don't agree your point that you say we pray all to one God.
What?
Beliefs matters. You know? We Christians, we have our own belief. You know? We believe in Trinity, but they don't believe in Trinity. So how could you say we pray all to one God?
What?
What they believe in is what they believe in.
But now the point is, as our discussion is going on,
we are not against the denomination of Muslim.
Okay?
Right now, even inside Sudan, South Sudan, more especially, there are mosquitoes there. No, they pray.
No, nobody's against them. Nobody can go to church.
And even in there are churches.
There are churches also in
the yes. But what matters here is,
yes,
their denomination should go. You know, if you believe in them, you think that denomination will take you to heaven, please go ahead. Nobody can stop you in that. But what matters is you should not come with your own rules that you want to control somebody else who is not in the system with you.
What?
For example, the deen, you know? Let's talk now like jihad. Jihad is for Muslims, okay?
Muslims believe in jihad. But we Christians, we don't believe in jihad. So how could you bring jihad to me?
You know, I am a Christian.
You want to control him with your jihad?
How? What can that do?
There was this Christian Salvation Army. Were they not fighting their own jihad? And then that jihad is in Arabic. But the Salvation Army were fighting because they wanted the Christian religion to go ahead.
That is the point. Defending their own faith, you know?
Yes.
You can defend your own faith in several ways that you want to do, you know?
So the issue is
not the denomination itself, but the mentalities that they came with. Let me say, the priorities that they have set, you know, they ask themselves. Who knows somewhere else? We need to find out more details. This man is the ordering, you know, urging his followers to come and fight in Sudan. The point behind is, who knows it, you know? Maybe there's a connection somewhere else with the Sudan government, or even there's no connection, but he has found out that is a fertile ground for him to fight.
Now, he has found out himself. No connection there, which means we the Sudanese, we have to resist.
Yeah, that one is not going to happen because our machine himself is not going to allow. Because once we allow Osama bin Laden to come and fight the Westerners in Sudan, obviously the Westerners, these Americans, the Europeans, they would come and fight. And there, let us expect another world war. It would start in Sudan, which we don't like. And Omar Bashir is aware of that. When two animals fight, the grass are the sufferers. And he's not going to escape it. So he's not going to allow it with the Sudanese people. We stand very strongly. We are going to work together with our leaders to make sure Osama does not come there. And if it is an issue by somebody, an enemy, who wants to start a war in Sudan, after 21 years, the Sudanese have suffered. Now there is peace. Then we will not accept it. It will not happen.
Mambo Bado, Mambo Bado.
Me here, this is a very good topic now. Listen to that, sir, there, you're listening, and I know some of you even, like, want to find the one if they can get for us here in the studio. I know it's true. It's pain. History are facts. Sometimes when it's revealed, it breaks our heart. But what I want to tell you is that we are going for a very short break, and we're coming back. Stay tuned.
Radio Nile broadcast. 9905 kilohertz in the 19 meter band shortwave and 12060 kilohertz in the 25 meter band shortwave on Monday, Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. East African local time.
Joint Front. Unity in diversity. Indeed to all of us. Indeed to everyone. Victory certain. Long live New Sudan. Long live Dr. John Garang. Long live the struggle. Long live the Sudanese people. Son and same to the Thomases. Victory is ours. Hand in hand we march. Brothers, sisters, old and young, we march. to possess what belongs to us. We fight the divisive policy, divide and rule. No Made, no Lotoko, no Dinka. Moses of Sudan echoes a joint front. Unity, equality, progress. Our nation from the arms. Unity we strive to achieve, equality we yearn, progress we press for in a joint front.
Oh, my God.
To America? No. Israel? No. Great Britain? No, no. The super ego has failed. Call the superpower. Call the king of the universe. Hatred, hatred everywhere. The black man will manage. Abomination? Taboo. Taboo in his own man. Home. House. Taboo indeed, they say. Yet the black man, son of God. Bride of Cain, twin brother, so they alleged. Yet all this propaganda. Distortion by the white man. All he knows, divide and rule, and rules to divide. Divide us from our only hope, heritage, ancestral. What about the blood, the grace of our brave patriots, nationalists, gallants? When they call, we shall heed. Seek, seek matchets and revenge, to challenge the challengers, to oppose the opposers, and to hunt our hunters who seek to exterminate, annihilate the black man. Take Sudan to court. Natural court, African court by African judges, in US African law standards.
You are listening to Radio 9.
Welcome back from that break. Mambo Badu, we're still going on.
Now here, this is a very tough issue in our hands here to say. Like now, we the Southerners, we must actually now take our position. To me, we now have a government. So if we somehow want to come and fight in Sudan, or in specifically in Darfur, or any part of Sudan, actually, now the issue of Darfur is because it's the Sudan government even that's holding all these issues. They're the one holding the peace, everything. They don't want to agree with the Darfurians. That's why the war is taking so long. If they want, let them agree first. And then the Americans goes back to their place. All the peacekeepers, they're not only from America. They're from all over. We have the Bangladesh are there. Even we have Siberians, the Africans, everything. Even we have people from Uganda. Now, why is it that you want to fight everybody who is a peacekeeper in Sudan? Does it mean that you want to cause another world war? Let him wait. Osama, I don't know, even if you're listening now, you have to wait until these peacekeepers go back to their places. In Sudan, we have total peace. And then you go and fight these people in their own places there, if you can manage. Because if you want to fight America, you go to America. If you want to fight Uganda, you come to Uganda. If you want to fight any other people, you go to their country, not in Sudan. You see? Yeah, even if I'm the president, I have an opinion that South Sudan should be another country. You see? This is a problem. You cannot bring problem on top of problem. When people are tired, people are really tired. A hungry man is a hungry man. He needs food. Mambo Bado.
But now, exactly what does this Osama want? Is he not satisfied by the destruction he has caused in all those countries that have been destroyed? The people have died enough. All the blood of these people are on him. Now, what does he want in Sudan? We don't want him in Sudan. And the southern people, they are standing their ground. So Sudan belongs to them. And if the Arabs say Sudan also belongs to them, they should not allow Osama, whether he is of the same religion like them. They should not allow him. Now, this Christianity in Uganda, like Uganda, if you go to the east, when the missionaries came to Uganda, this Kabaka Mwanga banned these people. This is where we have the Uganda martyrs. But after that, the people of Uganda still welcome the Westerners. They are here because they are spreading the religion. So nobody can fight the Westerners because they are helping the African people who have failed to solve their own problems. Every home, every affair to solve your problem in the family, you get a witness from somewhere. That's why the first couple for a year. So, what is the problem of Osama?
You know, this issue of Osama bin Laden, sometimes it makes somebody even to laugh, you know. My question, you know, always when I read about this article, you know, in the Sudan Mirror, the question that came inside my mind, where does Osama bin Laden even go?
Which country does he come from? So why don't he cause chaos in his country than going to somebody else's country? No? This is a question sometimes I battle in my mind. And I wish that he's even listening, that I have to ask him. He has to answer this question.
Perhaps he would say he originates from Sudan.
Now, if he originates from Sudan, this is what he wants to happen in his own country? By killing people? Now, which believe that he, does he believe in?
But you have seen, when Kwame started this war, he started in the north where he originates. Maybe that's what Osama wants to
now,
do.
Now, when you look at the issue of Kwame, you know, religiously, you know, Kwame is using some powers. You never know, you know, when you believe in some powers, which means you have to fulfill what the powers does. You can't, to be honest, you can't kill your own people. Now, suppose you succeed to be the president, which people are you going to govern if you kill all of them? The issue of Kony, I don't agree with the point that Kony is fighting for sure that he wanted to achieve freedom. No, no way against, you know. In freedom, let's look at the way it's been fought. And now I can say they have achieved some level of freedom in Sudan. And now we have a voice. Even I, who is talking, I have a voice to talk. You know, before I don't talk, like when you talk, will you survive? You don't survive. You know? Anything, anytime can happen to you. But now I can talk. Who can come to me? You know, we have our own system. If my own people wanted to kill me, it's up to them. Let them kill, you know? But nobody else apart from my people to kill me. But when you look at this of Kony, this Kony is not even fighting for freedom.
Yeah, because of the war that started in Gulu, you can see a lot of development taking place in Gulu now. Maybe those are another thing. When Afghanistan was destroyed, the Americans have gone to rebuild that town. They are now rebuilding Baghdad also that they have destroyed. So I don't know what's wrong with these people who start the war. They either bring destruction or they
bring vision. Fighting, you have to have a vision in all that you do.
Mambo Bado.
All these things are true. My listeners out there, you see, we are really battling out of here with issues. Eh? Some of these issues are really pinning us down. When you look at what all these people, my fellow presenters, have said and discussed here, it's true, and we must get out of this. I know it's very difficult and cost us and take a lot of time, but the truth still lies that when you look at the havoc that happened in America, September 11, this is something the whole world was shaken. Thousands and thousands of innocent blood.
Right.
That's down. You see? And this is the same thing. It's the history of that thing that went to Afghanistan. People suffered. And another thing, in Iraq, people suffered. And you see, it's the same American that he said back. And they were building this same place. What are we trying to do? Or even the Americans, what are they trying to do? You see? Here they call you back. Here you give food. Here you are built people. You put hospitals.
They manufacture the arms.
Okay. They blame you for manufacturing the arms. That is another thing else. Now we are coming to the end of our program. Listeners out there. Like in before we have entered into that thing, I just want to say, we the Southerners, like we have a wound, the wound is healing now. Before the wound heals, we are having another problem that's trying to threaten us. But I want us to stand on our ground and really be so firm enough. And we should not forget prayers. We have pastors here. The things we have attained. Somebody was telling me that you cannot get peace through counting rosaries. I know it's true. But still, as you talk, you also seek the face of God to forgive you in other things. Don't think that you're perfect. We are all wrong. But God always forgives us. Because he said, when you ask, I'll give you. So we ask for peace and we got the peace. We still have to pray for him so that we retain the peace that we have just got recently. We are praying to our leaders so that they remain focused and give them wisdom and courage to speak to the international community, to speak in big gatherings so that everything is well. Thank you so much for listening. In the studio, Isil Juma Samuel comes in, Yekapita, Florence, Mariam, and Jada Kevin. God bless you. We meet again next time.
Mambo Bado.
Mambo Bado.
Thank you.
جهاز الكمبيوتر المحمول والشيخ في هذه الحملة تعتزم نشر صورها وهي تلتحف بعلم ألمانيا وتحتها عبارة تعالى إلى زيارة بلدي.
شكرا جزيلا لزميلة غابة موصف وندعوكم مستمعينا لمتابعة مطالعة الصحف البريطانية من خلال زيارة موقعنا على الانترنت bbcarabic.com. دعت جمعية حقوق المواطن المصرية إلى مقاطعة استخدام الهواتف الأرضية لمدة يومين هما أمس واليوم احتجاجا على فرض زيادات في أسعار.
Na kojima se u pravilu stvore neželjene nakupine morskih algi i školjki koje usporavaju kretanje plovila. Pa svi dakle koji imaju barke i plovila, manje ili veće, znaju o kakvom problemu je riječ i isto tako znaju koliko se dugo u svijetu nastoji pronaći sredstva koje će spriječiti natajanje tih nakupina.
Dans quelques minutes, c'est évidemment le point météo que je vous proposerai avec le journal de 7h. On se retrouvera pratiquer avec notre séquence familiale, notre balade sous le cœur, ainsi que nos histoires culinaires. Ce matin, Carlo de Pascal nous parlera de ce que l'on appelle la cinquième viande, la cuisine aux abats, en skip avec Robbie Williams, Advertising Space.